listening. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, here is Crom's commentary.
Michael, when you look at politics and what people care about, and you make a list of the things that people care about, a lot of times something that is not on the top of the list is actually very, very important because of the level of intensity that people care about that particular issue. So while right now inflation and energy prices are listed as the number one issues, and people do feel incredibly strongly about that, and that's where Biden and the Democrats are in so much trouble because their policies are what are causing the inflation and especially the rapidly rising cost in energy. But the other thing that's now happening is crime. And I'm going to take crime and actually talk about it from the standpoint of two tiers of justice. And we're seeing it kind of play out with this story about Stephen Colbert's his own staff. Apparently, he sent them into the Capitol. They were supposed to go in and disrupt a hearing. They weren't supposed to be there. They had no right to be there, and they didn't have the authority to be there. And they were removed. And then they came back later and apparently had help from some Democrat congressmen to get into the building unauthorized and to start going down the halls of members of Congress and beating on their doors.
And, Republican
members of Congress and beating on their doors. And Colbert is outraged that his people, that anyone would hold his people to the same standard that the left is holding people who wandered into the Capitol. And I'm talking about the people who did not commit violent acts, but just wandered into the Capitol and were caught on video in the Capitol doing nothing other than wandering around. They weren't even beating on doors. And yet they're being tried. They're being held in prison without bail, held in isolation. And Colbert is outraged. And then you look at, there have been 40 pregnancy centers across the country that have been attacked, many of them with firebombs. And Merrick Garland cannot seem to bring himself to call that any kind of a federal crime. You have Julian Assange, who's now being he's being extradited to the United States. And what is the crime that the left wants to try him for? And that is that he published, and he is a journalist, and he published the DNC emails and the Hillary Clinton emails. That's what they want to attack him for. And by the way, if he gets attacked and in the U.S., and he goes through the court system and is found guilty, then every journalist is now at risk of leaking information that whichever party in power believes to be inappropriate. Because that's the word for it. DNC emails have nothing to do with classified information. It just was very embarrassing for Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And then you have Biden's daughter's diary where he's using the FBI as a personal police force to go around and try to collect a diary that apparently his daughter was in a rehab center and left the diary either under the mattress or under the bed, but the next person in the room found it. And so now Biden is using the FBI because some of the contents of that diary are truly bizarre and disgusting. And so what you have is this mounting array of evidence showing the true lawlessness of the Biden administration and all of the attachments to the Biden administration where they're just treating people so differently under the law and that is something that the next administration needs to address. And I want to talk a little bit about, perhaps in another segment, the very interesting way to solve that issue.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is today's commentary. And as always, quite insightful, Crom.